Indeed. Thank you so much. It is Kim and Mike Burge with more of The Good Stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet it was kind of the only option. Then came the big publications, offering news, but with hefty subscriptions. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and much more at the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And a Merry Christmas, everyone, from Tri-State Livestock News.
And it's Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche. They'd like to say how grateful they are for their customers and their community. The holidays are a time to open your heart, to pause, reflect, and pray, and they wish you a very blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats.
Well, it's almost here. Christmas time's a-coming. I won't sing that for you, but next week, Kim, what do you have Christmas-related?
Right. I have a piece. This is a poem called The Gift by Robert Dennis. It had been bitter cold for 3 long days. The wind blew sharp with whirling snow. So I bundled up with lots of clothes because I had somewhere I needed to go. I caught and harnessed my work mares. The harness was so stiff it wouldn't bend. I warmed up the bits for I hung them on. A cold day, you'll do that for a friend. And them old mares are good old girls. They gave me everything they got. Not too many friends would go willingly outside, then line right out in a trot. Those hungry cows were sure glad to see us. They were right to work on their hay. 24 below and breezy, you ain't just feeding them cows for the pay. At least not the pay that the bankers loan out. But there are rewards in a job that you do. So I drug out extra feed, 'cause it's Christmas Eve, and I hummed a Christmas carol or two. When the cows were fed, we jogged on home. I poured a good feed of grain for the team. Most folks wouldn't enjoy my kind of lifestyle. That's okay, 'cause I'm living my dream. And I think about a babe in a manger. As I fill my manger full of hay, I think of all the people in the world and how they all celebrate this day. Some folks enjoy Christmas because of the gifts, and I sure don't think that's all wrong. But most of the gifts they give and receive are forgotten for the new year comes along. The gift that I'm most thankful for is getting to ranch, not punching a time clock, and strangely enough, going out in the cold with a good team to feed my hungry stock. Robert Dennis.
Well, the other day, Kim, I shared some of those, you're suffering from empty nest syndrome. I got a few more of those for you today.
Okay.
You know that you're suffering from empty nest syndrome if the bottle of shampoo has been in the shower so long, you're starting to think that it might be a mystical experience, kind of like loaves and fishes type thing. And you know that you're suffering from empty nest syndrome if they've been gone 3 years and you still cook enough for your husband to have seconds and thirds and fourths.
Yep.
How about you still walk through the living room in the crouched position with your picking up, hand brushing the floor, even though it encounters no dirty socks?
There you go. Or Legos.
True. You may know that you're suffering from empty nest syndrome if you ask the mechanic to check why your car is costing so little to run.
That's
or
cute.
Your cupboards overflow with uneaten school lunch treats. And one more of those. You know that you're suffering from empty nest syndrome if you still hide your best makeup. I guess that's if you've got teenage daughters
right
in the house there.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know who sent those in, and we encourage you to send things to us, but include the author if you know who it is. Send them to kimhburge@gmail.com.
And remember, if you don't know the author, that's okay. Send it anyway.
You have something else to share?
I do. On a Miami to Chicago flight was a lively youngster who nearly drove everyone crazy. He was running up and down the aisles when the flight attendant started serving coffee. He ran smack into her, knocking a cup of coffee out of her hand and onto the floor. As he stood by watching her clean up the mess, she glanced up at the boy and said, "Look, why don't you go and play outside?"
At 37,000 feet.
Exactly. Oh, no risk with that.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn.
Safe driving, everyone. Don't forget, we want everyone to be safe. And that's a special message from WW Tire Service. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew say happy holidays.
And, of course, Merry Christmas from Mike and Kim. That's us at The Good Stuff.
That's us.